What's good, what's good, what's good? Saturday, March 16th, 2019, and it is noon. Lots of stuff was going on this week. This is Lauren, your host for Nerds World, take two. Okay, so let's get down to nitty gritty. Ain't trying to stay too long because it's Saturday. I'm going to sit there and be chilling. Anyway, so where do we start? Oh, wow, so much. Captain Marvel, blue. Blew the box office numbers out of the sky. Okay, so that's good. The Avengers Endgame came out with another trailer. And I think Thor approves. Also, we got a new, movie poster. And I guess some quick-witted, quick-eyed people noticed that Denaya was not on there, so Marvel sit there and did a reprint or whatever, you know, added her name up there. So, all right, that's good. Can't leave her out of there. You got to put her in there. Okay, so quick rundown on Stars. American Gods is renewed for season 3, which is good. Season 2 started on Sunday, which is also good because I had stopped reading the book at chapter 5. So, when I picked up chapter 6, I'm up to the same point where they are in the book. So, this is cool. So, I'm going to sit there and probably try to read 2 more chapters today. So, that's good. Oh, and big news in Marvel MCU again. James Gunn has been reinstated by Disney/Marvel, and he will be back to finish Guardians of the Galaxy 3. But he will sit there, and I guess they will work on that after he finishes Suicide Squad 2, because he already inked a deal with DC. Also, what might have went under the radar is the DC Universe is no longer. They are just going to focus on single films or solo films, like they used to do back in the day when we had 101 Batmans and we had Superman. They're going back to old school, which is good. Leave the expanded universe to the professionals. Oh, and then Ezra Miller, who you know is the Flash, who we all have been waiting to see. When is this Flash movie coming? Whatever. He's going to rewrite the Flash movie with Grant Morrison. He wants to go a darker route than the material that was given to them earlier. So let's keep our fingers crossed that we will eventually get our Flash movie, because I think he's perfect for the role. Okay, what else is going on? Shazam! Yes, you can sit there and get early access to Shazam next Saturday if you sit there and buy your tickets on Fandango like I did this morning. I should have sit there and did it 2 days ago when it was announced, because my local theater, most of the good seats are gone, and that would have been easier for me to drive there than to like go into the city in Manhattan. So I ended up getting tickets from Manhattan because there's a theater that's in Manhattan that I really like going to. So I got my tickets this morning. So next Saturday, I will be seeing Shazam. And I'm looking forward to this movie because I grew up watching Shazam and the Mighty Isis when it was on CBS. I think they were from 11 to 12, I do believe. I'm not sure how long Shazam lasted, but I know Mighty Isis got cut off after a year because apparently somebody's mother... Now, remember, we're kids now back then. It's like the late 70s. Somebody's mother found out that she was, the actress that played the Mighty Isis, was a porn star. And CBS just sit there, said, oh, we're done, and cut it. That was it. No more Mighty Isis. So, I'm not even sure if I even sit there and continue watching because it was Shazam and then Mighty Isis. So, I'm pretty sure they didn't put anybody behind him. So, he probably got cut off too. And speaking of networks and TV people cutting you off, this is what's going on with that college scandal with Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. Even though Felicity Huffman hasn't done anything in a while, probably since, what, the Housewives thing on ABC? But Lori Loughlin was on Hallmark, and then she was on Netflix with Fuller House. Hallmark cut her off first. For you to get cut off, dropped, fired from Hallmark, that's almost as bad as you getting fired from the Lifetime TV channel. Yeah. You done fallen that low. But this scandal should be nothing new for people, because this is done all the time. It's who you know, how much money you got, and that's in work, job, school. It happens all the time. is just, they got busted for this. And then I think, what, her two daughters, they didn't even want to go to college. I mean, one looks like a straight up dimwit. You know, she's like, oh, I didn't want to go to school. Even in high school, she wasn't going to school. So why are you sending her to school for? You just sit there and took up a spot. Actually, two spots, since she has two daughters. Two spots of somebody that probably was busting their behinds with tutors, weekday school. You probably got stuck at Saturday classes. And who knows? You probably were passing all your classes, but your parents still sent you to summer school because, yeah, you're going to sit there and, yeah, you're going to need all the schooling you can get to get into these particular schools. And guess what? These two dimwits don't want to go to school. You know, it's like, so why? Man, send them to film school like y'all usually send your kids to. Let them sit there and be a producer or somebody's grabbler or something somewhere instead of taking two spots for somebody that's probably been busting their ass want to go to class. So, I think that's pretty much it. You know, we got Shazam! Early access next Saturday. And I think Us is at the end of the month. But I'm looking forward to going to see Shazam next Saturday. Anyway, stay cool. Keep nerding. Next week, I'll come back. I'll give you a quick review. Non-spoilers, of course, of Shazam. And you can tell I like saying that. And that's it. Stay good. Stay well. Time is 12:06. Nerds World out.